Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4, 3, and one more Mishnah from Ben Azai. Now, there's a Gemara in the Yerushalmi. I don't know if there are any famous Yerushalmis, but if there is one, this is it. The Yerushalmi has a machlokas. Rabbi Akiva says, the klal gadol of the Torah, a great principle of the Torah is, ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, the mitzvah to love your fellow as yourself. There, Ben Azai, of our Mishnah, disagrees. And he says the pasuk to focus on isn't Ve'atel Recha Kamocha, but rather the pasuk which says in Bereishis, Ze Sefer Toldos Adam, Bayom Bara Elohim, Adam B'demus Elohim Asa Oso. This is the account of the descendants of Adam. On the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. Article translation. So, Ben Azai is saying that the Klal Gadol isn't focused necessarily on Re'echa, your fellow Jew, but rather all of humanity is sort of set on equal footing to some degree by the Torah, and the person needs to respect every human being. He's certainly coming to add Goyim. There's a good reason to think he's coming to actually address men and women, putting them on equal footing as well. There is a number of... there's a Mishnah in Sota where Ben Azai is the one who says one should teach his daughter Torah. There's Yerushalmi in Chagiga in the beginning of Chagiga where, again, Ben Azai is advocating for women. And it's very you could make the argument that Ben Azai is sort of an advocate for putting men and women on equal footing, even in teaching them Torah. In any case, so Ben Azai here sort of speaks to, I think, the 21st century egalitarian. To some degree, and here he says, "Huhaya Omer." He used to say, "Alti vaz l'chol adam, don't disrespect anybody. Va'alti maflig l'chol davar, and don't be dismissive of anything. She'en l'cha adam she'en lo shah. There's no person who hasn't got his moment. Ve'en l'cha davar she'en lo makom. There's no thing that hasn't got its place. That's the mission. Now, the Bartender's approach is really very specific." He's talking about a person essentially protecting himself from harm. And he's warning you against disrespecting another person and fooling yourself and thinking, oh, this guy is a nobody. He's disempowered. What could he do to me? Don't think that, because he could come back to get you. Everyone has their moment. That's how the Bartanura learns this first part. Alti vaz l'chol adam, don't disrespect people. Because she'ein l'cha adam, she'ein lo shah, everyone gets his moments. So when his stars are aligned, he'll be able to take retribution. And similarly, va'alti mafli l'chol davar, don't, maflig means to set it something far away. Like a chacham muflag is someone who's like head and shoulders above the rest. Or dor haflaga, the dispersed generation. So hiflig, maflig, I should say, which is a hifil, means to cause a big gap between you and it. So alti maflig l'chol davar, don't dismiss anything. He understands it to mean, Bartun understands it to mean, if something has a potential source of risk, don't say, it'll never happen, because it could happen. En l'cha davar she'en lo makom, everything happens, you know, the 1,000-year flood happens every 3 years, so don't kid yourself, and be wary of risk. That's his approach, Bartimaeus' approach. There's another approach, which I'm a little more partial to, which is the approach of the Tiferes Yisrael, who learns this more generically. And he learns, basically, that every person in this world is here for a reason. We're all B'Tselem Elohim, like the Pasuk I said from Ben Azai above, from that Yerushalmi in the Dharm. And even if a person is a Ksil, a fool, or a Rasha, even a bad person, so they're here on planet Earth for a reason. Or Hashem would have taken them away. As my Rebbe, Rav Noach Orlik, used to say 30 years ago when this was a relevant metaphor, Mr. Sony doesn't put extra wires in his tape recorders, and Hashem is a better engineer than Mr. Sony, by which he meant, I understand, nobody knows what tape recorders are nowadays, right? But his point was that everyone is here for a reason. If you're here, because Hashem wants you, there's no extra parts. And just as that's relevant to you having a role to play, it's true of everybody else. So if you see somebody here on planet Earth, even if he looks like he's a dope, he's a nobody, he's a bad person, but he's here for a reason. And therefore, don't be dismissive of him. Because to disrespect Atzelem Elohim is to disrespect Hashem himself. Okay, I don't know if that applies to a Russia, disrespect, but certainly even a Russia is here for a reason. Therefore, don't just dismiss his existence altogether because he's doing something. So, that's the first part. And similarly, Everything on planet Earth, everything in the whole universe. Alti mafli l'chol davar, don't dismiss anything, because everything is here for a reason. En l'chadavar she'en l'mokom, everything is here for a reason, and therefore you should, you know, give everything the proper respect, and don't be so supercilious and think you know how things are going to play out. No, Hashem is running the show. He's the one who's written the script, and you have to be mindful that he could do lots of stuff. There is an important, I'll call it a halacha, in the Derech Eretz Rabbah. Not something you learn every day, of course. I don't. But it talks about how here, the importance of giving proper kavod to every human being, Jew and Gentile, man and woman. So that even means, you know, someone you might be afraid of, you know, a person who's not of your ethnicity. In Israel, maybe you feel an Arab. In America, maybe you feel like a, you know, someone, an unfamiliar black person. So even if you're afraid of them, which you should or shouldn't be, that's a different discussion, you, just because they're other, you should not treat them poorly, God forbid. In fact, so there the Derech Eretz Rabbah says in the fifth parak, La'olam yu kol b'nei adam b'einecha kalistim. You should see every unfamiliar person as a potential threat. Listim are robbers. That means Jew and Gentile alike. But vevi mechabdan k'rabbi Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel, excuse me. But you should accord them honor, respect them, as you would respect Rabban Gamliel himself. He's the Gadol Dor, he's the Nasi. The point is, like we said in the first mission of the parak here, Ezo Mechubad Mechabed Esabrios, the respectful person, the person worthy of respect, someone who respects other people, and you should respect everybody, Jew and Gentile alike. Now, when people are afraid of somebody else because they're unfamiliar, then that brings out the worst in them, but overcome that. Doesn't mean you have to necessarily trust them. Unfamiliar people might be a threat. Everyone might be a threat, Jew and Gentile alike. But in terms of giving proper respect to people, that's a must, and therefore, says the Mishnah, Al Tivaz, you should not disrespect anybody, because everybody's Tzel Melokim, and everyone has their place, the role to play here in the Bria.